The Assembly received many emailed comments before the meeting began, but more came in person and by telephone. Alaska House Representative Mike Prox says he thinks the nationwide conversation about police brutality is important, and he's learning a lot, but he did not like the resolution.
We are working on it, at least at the State House level, and it's just really whether it is systemic, whether systemic racism is a problem, and what can be done about it from the government point of view. And I think all police departments, whether there's a problem or not, we always got to focus on continuous improvement. But this resolution doesn't add to getting towards a solution.
School Board President Wendy Dominique explained how racism in our institutions is left over from laws that put it there.
Here is the danger of denying that systematic racism exists. When you negate that system, racism endures. This disclaimer robs us of our chance to scrutinize our policies and practices.
The resolution's title is In Support of the Black Lives Matter Movement and Civil Rights for All People, notably those individuals from historically marginalized groups. Use of the name of the nationwide activist group, Black Lives Matter, was troublesome for some, even though clauses in the resolution clarified that none matter more than others, and that is the point. John Hanchett told the Assembly that the name of the group, Black Lives Matter, is confusing to him and has moved beyond the simple phrase it uses.
I think there is also connotations that when you use that group's slogan or name, that it has other connotations as to the organization that may or may not really represent that cause.
Others like Alan Mitchell thought the language was too broad to address police brutality.
Changes have to be made, but this is what I would call reckless language. We all want reform. We all want things to be changed. I just think this is too much of a blanket or what I call wide brush policy.
The resolution is an expression of support and does not have the weight of law. The Fairbanks City Council passed a similar measure recently, as reported by Councilmember Aaron Gibson.
That resolution was passed unanimously by the City Council, and that resolution was more of a commitment by the City of Fairbanks to work on making sure that we train our officers, as well as recommitting to trying to hire a more diverse police workforce.
The Assembly will resume its meeting from last week with public hearings on voting and budget ordinances, but public hearing on the Black Lives Matter measure is closed. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.